We're now bringing to these microphones David James. We connect with David in Asia. This time he's in the Philippines, where I understand the time difference is about 13 hours ahead of us here in the United States. Hey, David, thank you for staying up to be on the broadcast with us.
Oh, I'm very glad to do it. And in fact, here in the Philippines, I don't know if you remember, but it was almost exactly 4 years ago. In fact, January will be 4 years ago that we started this segment of the broadcast and started working together on these weekly broadcasts. So we've done over 200 of these over the past 4 years, and I'm here at Word of Life for the first of 2 weeks after being in Taiwan last weekend, where you caught up with me in Taiwan. And this week, I just finished a week of teaching Understanding Roman Catholicism. And of course, the Philippines is a predominantly Roman Catholic country, so it's very important for them. And then next week, we'll catch me here again, and I'll have finished a course on graphics and PowerPoint design with the second year students.
Well, David, let me say thank you so very much for these last 4 years. Boy, how time flies when you're having fun. And this is one of the favorite segments of our broadcast here on Prophecy Today Weekend. People really enjoy hearing us talk about the issues and giving them a biblical understanding of it. And by the way, you're going to be teaching graphics out there. Boy, you just did a great job on designing the cover of one of our special CD projects. And that was, of course, my study on 2 Peter. So thank you so very much. Have a great time out there, and especially into your second week as well. Great to have you along every week. You know, this past weekend, David, there was an event held in Washington, D.C. called the Catharsis on the Mall. Can you give us some information on this?
Yes, we were alerted to this through the Breaking Israel News website, as we are with a number of our topics, and so it's a good resource for people if they're interested. Anyway, they report, the headline says, "Paganism Returning, Warns Rabbi After Egyptian and Hindu Gods Appear on the Washington Mall." So this is in our nation's capital, and this is the third annual what's called Catharsis on the Mall, which subtitled "A Vigil for Healing." And this was a political event, but it was a time when a lot of people gathered together for about a three-day festival. And it did have, and we'll talk about this later, but it had pagan elements. And, you know, it's really a concern for us when these things happen. They're right on the Washington Mall in our nation's capital.
Well, David, what exactly was the purpose of this event, and how does it compare, for example, to the Burning Man Festival? By the way, you may have to explain what that was, which is also mentioned on the event's website.
Well, let's talk about the Burning Man just a little bit. The Burning Man Festival is an annual gathering in the western United States. It usually receives quite a bit of media coverage. It's held for about a week and a half in the Black Rock Desert area of northwest Nevada. And there are really thousands and thousands of people go there each year. It's a place where people are free to express themselves. One of the principles of the Burning Man is that it's radical inclusivity. So they accept people in all types of lifestyles and alternative lifestyles. And along with that comes alternative moralities and ethics. There's a lot of what we would call free and open sex involved. There's a lot of immorality that's a part of it. And then one of the reasons called Burning Man is at the very end, there's a huge bonfire. They have erected a wooden man that they burn. And the original organizer of this said that this was a way of self-expression for him and release. Now, the Catharsis on the Mall, and of course, catharsis means something that is for healing. People gain some kind of healing from this. The organizers, or at least in this news report, said that as opposed to the Burning Man, this is a politically motivated event. It was intentionally done in the nation's capital as opposed to the desert so that it would attract national attention to various political causes in connection with New Age spirituality and paganism as well.
David, from what I have been able to learn, the event was clearly designed to promote pagan spirituality, given some of the things that were incorporated into the festival, such as, I understand, a presentation of an Indian god. Are there other additional information that you can give us?
Sure. Well, there was a papier-mâché sculpture of the Lord Shiva Nataraja, which is, if you understand anything about Hinduism, the Lord Shiva is part of the Hindu Trinity. There's actually a Hindu Trinity that, you know, Satan is always mimicking the true God of the Bible, and we understand that the God of the Bible is a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But there is a triunity in the primary God, the main God of Hinduism, and the Lord Shiva is known as the destroyer and the God of rebirth. So they had a large papier-mâché sculpture of that. One arm of this particular god or representation of the god, this god, or the incarnation of this god, there is a serpent wrap around one arm, and he holds fire in the other. There was also a large metal dragon named Abraxas. And this is important to note because this was the term used by a Gnostic sect in the second century, and Abraxas designated the supreme being or the God that they worship. And these Gnostics believed that Jesus Christ actually emanated from Abraxas and was a phantom, not really a real man. So this is really horrible paganism that comes out of both a combination of Greek mythology, Greek Gnostic worship, as well as Egyptian worship. And then one other thing that is of note is there is a temple called a Temple of Rebirth that is constructed out of wood, and people can put items, notes inside this temple. It's called the Temple of Rebirth, and they, at the end, as in the Burning Man, they burn the man. At the end of this particular catharsis on the mall, they burn this temple. So there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of paganism involved.
Now, as everybody will remember, I said that we're talking to David where he is now in the Philippines. And David, you've been there many trips to the Philippines to teach the Word of God. You also, just last month, in India. What can you tell us about the paganism in these two countries? And do you see a problem going forward with events like this here in America, and especially in the nation's capital?
Well, sure. Let me tell you just a little bit about India in that regard. India practices, obviously, Hinduism, and the word Hindu and India are actually related. India actually means the land of the Hindus. The Hindus actually worship millions of gods, but they believe that they're all a representation of the one true reality, which means that it is pantheism, meaning that all is God and God is all. And the goal in worshiping all these various gods is to appease the gods. It's very much a matter of living in fear of these gods. And of course, Paul made it very clear that the gods of the nations are actually demons. So people are worshiping demons. And in fact, as I've driven around in India, sometimes you'll see huge termite mounds, and they will be covered with flowers, because people worship termites, people worship snakes. You can be driving in downtown in one of the major cities, and there will be cows that will be standing in the middle of the road that you have to drive around, that they believe that cows are gods. They are sacred there. So, and in addition to that, you have thousands and thousands of tribal regions where people have different variations on Hinduism as well as animism, the worshiping of various things in nature. And that is also true here in the Philippines. Even though you have a very modern city like Manila, you get into some very remote areas. Some of the staff here on Word of Life have gone into some of the remote areas north of where we are here at Word of Life, And they say it's taken a two-day trek in the mountains just to get to where some of these people are. They've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. It's very much animism, worshiping nature, the rocks, and all of that. And again, that is clearly paganism. And one other thing I would note is that the Roman Catholicism that is here is also a pagan religion, because they have incorporated the mother-son cult. You see that in Catholic paintings. It goes clear back to the time of Babylon, even further back to the time of the Tower of Babel. So it's very much a pagan culture, and what we find is that Eastern mysticism and Eastern paganism has really made significant inroads into the United States, and now we find it again in the heart of our nation's capital. It's definitely something for us to be concerned about and for believers to be aware of, so that we don't participate in these kinds of things.
Absolutely. Very sobering report thus far. And David, as we wrap it up, I think it would be very important for us to go to the scriptures, which we always do when we have our conversations, because they clearly condemn involvement in these things like this in no uncertain terms, and certainly invite the judgment of God upon a nation who participates in them.
Well, that's true. We can go back into the Old Testament, for example, in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 18, beginning verse 9, this is what we read. When you come into the land, speaking to the nation of Israel, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls upon the dead. For all those who do these are an abomination to the Lord. Because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out before you. So this is God's condemnation of all of the nations and the pagan practices that go against the Creator God of the Bible. We need to avoid all of these things, and a nation that is on this path, as you noted, is inviting the wrath of God. We read in the book of Romans, verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And then finally, in the book of Revelation, we read this concerning the New Jerusalem, the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And of course, therefore, they would not have a part in the eternal kingdom of God. So this is very serious stuff.
Very, very serious stuff. And I think it was very important that we had this issue to discuss today in our weekly conversation. By the way, we've had 4 years. I hope we continue on until the rapture takes place. We'll be out of here into the heavenlies. David, have a great ministry there in the Philippines. We'll talk to you in that same location next week. Thank you so much, my good friend. Have another issue next week to discuss.
Thanks, Jimmy. Great to be with you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to take a look at the book, the Bible. We'll see what it has to say about the current events in light of biblical prophecy. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.